News from Bermondsey by Chiara Giordano of Southwark News. I went to scatter my mum's ashes at my grandparents' grave, but it was missing. A grieving son, who found his grandparents' gravestone missing days after his mother's funeral, has said more should have been done to warn him that it had been moved. Dave Nichols discovered the headstone at his grandfather's grave, where his grandmother's ashes were also scattered, had disappeared when he visited Camberwell New Cemetery on the 19th of September. The 50-year-old from Bermondsey was unaware that the council had been given permission to dig up graves at the cemetery's One Tree Hill site to allow for a pathway and new graves to be built, as it deals with the borough's burial space shortage. He said he had plans to scatter his mother's ashes with her parents, but had to arrange to do so in Watford instead. "We were just flabbergasted," said the father of three. "The whole lot of the section where their graves had been was completely decimated. They had just put everyone's personal effects, fencing, teddy bears and flowers, into a big pile, and everyone's gravestones were missing. And we didn't know what was going on. I was told there were notices up around the gravesite for 18 months and notices in the local papers, but I'd been there in March, April and May and didn't see any notices." Mr. Nichols said it was a pretty bad time for it to happen since he had just lost his mother. "This has just come as an emotional shock to us all, and we're at a loss what to do," he said. "My concern is how they can justify putting new bodies on top of old bodies, and a lot of graves they destroyed were war veterans, so that hasn't gone down well. I think more should have been done to make people aware. The way that they've ripped those graves up and the artefacts is heartbreaking. There's no respect." Councillor Ian Wingfield, Southwark Council's Cabinet Member for the Environment and Public Realm, said, "We did our best to contact residents and the wider community over a number of years before the work started. We held public consultations, posted notices on site and placed adverts in the Southwark News. Sadly, we didn't have up-to-date contact details for all the families concerned, but now Mr. Nichols has been in touch, we've been able to arrange the collection of his grandfather's memorial. Our thoughts are with Mr. Nichols and his family, and I hope that they can accept our sincere apologies for any distress this matter has caused them."